And this is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Ahead in a few minutes, we're going to hear about the Big Picture House, that project that's going on in Northwest Arkansas and has been for some time. But before that, Christina, we're going to find out a little bit about how the insect world relates to the fundraising world?
Right. Well, today is the first day of our spring on-air fundraiser.
Right.
And I do a monthly series with an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. We talk about, all things bugs.
Right.
And it got me thinking, our listeners, we have to attract our listeners.
Very much so, yes.
Right. And insects have to attract one another. So we,
if they're going to procreate, right?
If they're
going
to procreate, and they do. I mean, summertime's coming up, and we're going to see bugs, lots of bugs. But it got me thinking. You know, we have to court our listeners. We have to attract our listeners. So I asked Dr. Donald Steinkraus, again entomologist at the University of Arkansas, to tell me a little bit about how certain bugs attract each other. Do you know what a pheromone is?
I do. I have the basic knowledge. It's a scent.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow makes another being interested.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a chemical. It's a chemical. And here's this conversation.
Primary example of that is the giant Saturniid moths. We talked about those once before. You found a
When we went out and did wintering, overwintering.
Yeah, found one, a Cecropia cocoon.
Right.
But this is a female Cecropia, and this is a male Cecropia.
Also, the robin.
It's called a robin moth.
Robin moth.
The Luna moth is in that group, and the Polyphemus moth. So these are called the giant silkworm moths of North America and the world. And if you look at the male, his antennae are much bigger. So you can immediately distinguish the males of these from the females by their very much wider antennae. And these antennae are used to sift out of the air the female's sex pheromone. So the female has much smaller antennae because she doesn't have to find the male. The male has to find her. And the way it works is when a female climbs out of her cocoon, she doesn't move or leave that area because she immediately puts out her glands on the end of her abdomen, which puts out this sex pheromone, which wafts through the air. Now, because moths are nocturnal, they can't use visual cues to find each other. So the male, in complete darkness, can detect a female from several miles away, and he zigzags back and forth in the plume of her pheromone, following the concentration, and will find her in total darkness, and then when he gets close to her, he'll mate with her.
So she doesn't, so immediately when she comes out of her cocoon, she's mature, she's ready.
That's right, With this type of moth, the eggs are already mature inside of her abdomen and ready to be, well, they can be fertilized. But if she left her cocoon area and flew all around, the male wouldn't be able to find her. So in this group of moths, this extremely powerful sex pheromone is put out, and males from all over, miles away, will go through darkness to find her. Now, that'd be amazing if, like, a human could do that. It'd be as if, like, you know, a man could find his wife 10 miles away in complete darkness just by her scent and find that specific person or something. It's like, so this male will come to this female and not to the Luna moth female, and because there's a different blend of pheromones that she puts out. So it's, and it does it by smelling the pheromone on his antennae. They have little tiny sensilli on their antennae, which are like a lock and key. The pheromone binds to a receptor site, causes the neuron to fire, goes to his brain, and he can detect extremely minute amounts of this pheromone.
Well, his antennae kind of look like, just for kind of trying to visualize for our listeners, it sort of looks like maybe a leaf of a fern.
True.
Maybe.
Or a little feather.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful. In fact, each of these antennae have about 60,000 of these little sensilli on them. So if you look at them with an electron microscope, you can see all these little sensory cells, these olfactory. They detect olfactory things. That's the pheromone, is olfactory. It's smell. But, you know, it'd be an amazing thing if a human could do the same thing. I mean, and there have been people that search for that with humans, you know, that can we, I mean, some of the perfumes men supposedly wear musks and things, right?
Manly smells.
Manly smells. And then women wear pheromones, perfumes, which be in a sense like an attractive thing. A man might notice her from a distance, correct?
I think so, yeah.
So anyway, pheromones are extremely important. And actually, entomologists have spent a lot of time synthesizing these with chemists. You can actually study these pheromones and synthesize them chemically, and then they're actually used sometimes in mating disruption. Like if you were to take the pheromone from a silkworm moth and spread it all over the place in little pieces of plastic, the male would get distracted. He wouldn't be able to find mm-hmm. the female because he'd be smelling her everywhere. And so they're actually used in pest control tactics.
Ah.
And, see what I mean by they'll take an orchard or a vineyard and they'll spread the sex pheromone all over the place, and the males come in, they can't find the female. So they can't mate, and then the females.
And then there are no.
She can't lay fertile eggs.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of unique things about mm-hmm. the insect world. And so anyway, that's the silkworm strategy. It's this very, very elaborate. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, and I like that I was already familiar with this moth, too.
Because
so.
You'd found the cocoon.
Right.
You were very sharp-eyed.
Dr. Donald Steinkraus is an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. I spoke with him last week.
I love that conversation because it has. This is, during the daytime, we're encouraging people to call in to make their
right.
financial. We don't have people by the phones tonight.
No.
They've gone home. We've sent our volunteers home, but you can do it 24/7 online at supportkuaf.com.
Yes.
All the questions that need to be answered are right there. It's a safe and secure website, supportkuaf.com. I love this conversation that you had with Don Steinkraus because there are similarities.
Mm-hmm.
We try, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, we try to attract people, get them interested, and then have listeners realize how important a service it is to know about the rest of the world, whether it's All Things Considered or your region, your town with Ozarks at Large. And so you have to make that initial attraction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Put up good radio.
Right. And we're putting off a signal.
Right.
We can't do a smell.
No.
But yes,
not
but
yet.
We put out a signal.
Yeah. Not yet.
Maybe someday.
Well,
now, technology is ever improving.
Here is a big difference, I think, between the insect world and the fundraising world, at least the public radio fundraising world. With the insects, it's a little bit of trickery. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting this out there, and then because you think it's great, you swoop in. We don't try that so much. We say, do you like this? Now think about it.
Right.
And do you want to?
Do you want to give? Do you want to contribute? Do you want to support what we are putting out there?
Right.
I also like this story because this particular moth, when it emerges from its cocoon, stays in one spot so that the male knows where to go. And
makes sense.
Yeah. And our listeners know where to find us. We are always at 91.3 FM or listening online. You can listen online at KUAF.com. So you don't, we're not tricking you. You know,
we're
there all the time.
Now, later during this fundraiser, you'll have another conversation with Don Steinkraus.
Yes.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, as we're approaching summer, mm-hmm. The nighttime sounds, you hear insects at night. And so the next bug that we talk about uses sound to attract its mate.
That's an even closer relationship with us.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the sounds that attract insects might not be quite the same that attract you mm-hmm. to your public radio station, your favorite public radio station, but we hope that they do attract you, and you can support us online.
At supportkuaf.com.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
This is Ozarks at Large.